The JFK Presidential Library and Museum in Boston today releases hundreds of boxes of archives from early in Senator Ted Kennedy's career. The 879 boxes are the first batch of papers to be made available. They document his work from 1962 until 1976 and include correspondence with Dr. Martin Luther King, farm worker union activist Cesar Chavez, and actor James Cagney. To learn more, we're joined this morning by Paul Kirk, former chairman of the board of the Kennedy Library Foundation. He also served in the U.S. Senate following Ted Kennedy's death in 2009. Good morning, Paul, and thanks again for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Good morning to you.
So let me ask, what's in these boxes, and do you have any idea of the number of correspondences in them?
I don't have a number myself, but this is the first release of records and documents and memos of 47 years in the United States Senate. So you can imagine the volume and the content and the history that's contained in a career of that length and that much effectiveness as a United States senator. But this is, it's like a freshman going to school. He was a freshman senator and trying to get, you know, the lay of the land and the processes down and understanding what had to be done. At the same time, looking back in history, he was the brother of the President of the United States, so there was a lot of kind of extra, I'll say probably internal pressures to perform well, but also outside interest in how young Ted Kennedy would perform. And these messages from history that we're talking about give you an early glimpse into the things that were important to him, both in terms of helping himself help the people of Massachusetts, but also get a sense of his constituency as well.
Do you see in the time span here that these documents represent the evolution of Ted Kennedy's socially conscious mind, given that he was communicating with Dr. King, I'm sure about civil rights and about workers' rights with the farm activist Cesar Chavez?
You know, without question, I think his interest in human development, the social problems of our country that obviously later in his career he played a major part in. But the other thing, too, not to be forgotten for our Massachusetts audience, he was, all told, probably one of the most effective senators in United States history. And one of the things that was so important to him was the lives and well-being and solution to problems of average families from the Berkshires to Brockton. And the casework, which is all the kind of problems that people have in their daily lives, for him to make a difference for them one by one, was enormously satisfying for him as a United States senator. And that's a lot of what the content in these documents show.
Paul Kirk, what do you think researchers and members of the public who might go through this piece of archive take away from it?
Well, one thing I think will be clear is the immense amount of work that is required as a United States senator, and to have talented staff as he did, and most of the casework was the casework leader was Barbara Souliotis of Haverhill, Massachusetts, and stayed with Senator Kennedy's office throughout her entire career, and I was delighted she stayed well during my time in the Senate. But it's the volume and the responsiveness that Senator Kennedy took with respect to these requests and appeals for assistance. And I think when with all of that and then the diversity of the kind of requests that families experience during the course of their lives and careers are portrayed by the interaction with a senator who's trying to help them achieve their objectives and solve their problems.
Former U.S. Senator, former chair of the board of the Kennedy Library Foundation, Paul Kirk, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day yourself.